Good morning, everyone. We are going to do Q&A day. Oh, my hair. I messed it up when I put on my shirt. Ooh. So, if you're wondering why I'm so dressed up, let me tell you why. I am going to be filming the final scripts for No BS. So, today we are going to be finishing up a couple of the modules from the. So module one is going to be yet again all about the four basics, and it's going to have the replacement lessons where we're changing everything over to the dual 24-hour plan. We are really talking more and more and more about like what is doable, what is on plan, like how long should it take for you to get the hang of it, all that kind of stuff. And then we also are changing over hunger scale to make it even more simpler. We're changing it to the doable hunger method, and which means you have two questions, and we do a lot more. Hang on, I gotta get my earrings in. We do a lot more thinking about, rather, we're taking the numbers away because the numbers tend to get up in y'all's head. And so I've been really listening and looking at all kinds of different ways that would make the process for finding your hunger cues and stuff so much simpler. And I just know how it is when you're trying to lose weight. If you are hung up and like, well, I don't know if this is a two or a three, or I don't know if I'm at a negative two or a negative one or blah, blah, blah. It's so irrelevant. And you guys get so hung up in the minutia that you miss the whole point of it, which is, are you listening to your body? If you start just really listening to your body and going with the information it's giving you, then you're going to lose weight. But a lot of you end up posing yourself on the weight loss because you think you can't get the number perfect. So you just give up on listening so that you don't have to feel bad about yourself. So we have fixed that for you. The next thing that comes along is we are doing the phase two, which is going to be the thought work part. We are taking the model out. So you've already seen it in your planner. We are only going to be using the middle part of the model, and we're going to be calling it the think, feel, do cycle. Because at the end of the day, if you understand the thought you're having when something happens, you are immediately like, if you can just get used to finding your thought, everything clicks. So I've simplified it 1,000%. We also have a really good lesson on feelings, what they are, what they aren't, how to get in touch with them, and then how to sit with them without freaking the fuck out. So I do a guided body scan with you in the new No BS. That is something that's brand new. There's all kinds of neat things in there. Let me just pull up my files and I'll tell you some of the new stuff. Then in the, hang on a second. Let's see, that's the old version. Where's 2.0? Here we go. So it's called Unlocking Your Diet Brain. That's going to be phase two. And then in that one, we have a lot of really good things like what is your diet brain? I go into like we talk I'll talk to you about journaling some, but some of the major things it's like understanding the think, feel, do cycle. We teach you how to believe something new in this one. So we really go through thought ladders. How do you believe something new? We also have, there was like another lesson I wanted to tell you guys. It's so good. Oh, we also have a whole lesson on how to do shit you don't want to do. Like, that is one of the biggest complaints that people talk about is like, how do you get yourself to do things you don't want to do? Like, when you're unmotivated, now what? So we talk all about that. Colleen, the new material is going to be releasing. It is, I believe it's September the 19th. It's either going to be September the 19th or the week before. You guys might get it early before the new people come in, but it's going to be right around that time. I don't have a for sure date just yet, only because we are getting, like, I'm finishing the filming, and then we have to do all of the editing, and we have to do all of the stuff that goes along with it. This video series is different than what you've ever seen because it's all me on camera. There's no more slides. So you're going to see me railing at you for every single lesson. And then the third thing that we are going to do is, It's all about ending food sabotage and overeating. So this whole module is not just a self-sabotage course, guys. This whole module is really about brain science when it comes to food urges and overeating. So we probably won't be calling it ending self-sabotage, actually. I need to make sure that Mary Jo, make sure Kathy knows that that's not going to be the title of that section. But it's all about, I wanted to make sure that when you went through this particular phase of overeating, you really understand that urges are normal and that you are not broken. And I wanted you to like really take off judgment, really understand the process of how your brain is working. Like, why do I have urges? How did they get started? Why do they keep coming back? What is the actual way that it happens? We talk about the phases of unwinding an urge. Like, well, now that I know all my triggers and cues, and I hear them, why do I keep eating? Like, I unlock all of that. I also teach you the habit reward cycle for your brain, and we call it the food habit loop. And I teach you how to break the food habit loop. And so we talk about urges and what to do with them and all that kind of stuff. We're not going to be teaching the hunger scale anymore, Stacy. We're switching over to the doable hunger method. It is a simplified version of the hunger scale. It's still the same thing. You eat when you're hungry and you stop when you've had enough, but we're breaking it down even simpler. There's not going to be any calorie counting or anything like that. I'm just going to, like, rather than giving you numbers to go by, you're now going to go by the language that you use. Like, nobody ever, like, before all of this, like, we're not sitting around going, let me rate my, like, the hunger scale is effective, but the most effective part of it is that when you're looking for your negative two, you're actually asking yourself if you're hungry. Do I feel hungry yet? And that's the thing. We just want to wait until we feel hungry. It doesn't matter if it's a negative two, a negative one, or whatever. It's like, do I think I'm hungry? If so, let me check. Yep, hungry. Let's go. So we are going to be really talking about that. And then the last part is, oh, here's a really good lesson. How to make your urges not hard. We have a whole lesson on, like, how do you stop making them hard? Like, it's like managing your overeating, deconditioning your urges, all that kind of stuff. And we talk a little bit about self-sabotage. So how you know that you're doing self-sabotage. Oh my God, y'all are going to love the doable hunger method. If you thought the hunger scale was good, I'm just going to tell all of you right now, take a sigh of relief. Because if you think the hunger scale is good, then you're going to like fucking dry hump the doable hunger method. I mean, that's how good it is. Like, it just makes the hunger scale be like, wow, we were playing tiddlywinks for a while. All right. Let's see. What else? Somebody's asking, Mary Jo, what are they asking? I would say no, these will replace. I want to know that what that question was. I want the questions about the program. I really want to answer these myself. So the last phase is one of the best phases. I love it. It is the phase where we are going to start talking about how to stay on track for life. So what we did was we actually took several of the things that you guys say get you off track, get you off the wagon that you struggle with. And we literally, I want you to kind of think about it as like, this is the SOS module. So it's like, these are the random things that I need to know how to deal with, because if something's going to get me off track, this is it. Hang on one second. This one has, I fucked up. How do I get back on track? What do you do when planning feels like shit? How do you have a weekend without going off the rails? How do I take no BS on the road with me? What do I do about the damn scale? It's a jacker. Oh, fuck. I got a weight loss stolen plateau. When is it time to start leveling up, Corinne? How do you love your body at any size? And all about your future self. So, Lots and lots of good stuff to look forward to. The nice thing about this brand new version of NoBS 2 is I designed it what I call Lego system style. As we find that there are lessons that we need to add that you guys would love, we can shoot them and we can just plug them right on in. So that'll be neat. There's all kinds of neat things coming out. So you guys will totally enjoy it. I know you're going to love it. It's not a dramatic shift from everything we've done. So what you've learned totally works with this. What I want you to think about is we've taken that, like, let's say that that was the IKEA version of NoBS. We all went to like the nice place. I don't even know what a nice furniture store is. Somebody would have to tell me. So I always buy my, I'm like Rooms to Go, shit like that. Think about, I guess, like American Signature. That's some place that's around here. It's like we all went to the really nice furniture store and like we're remodeling. It's just everything's leveled up now. It builds upon what we had. So it's going to start in the middle of September. So it's sometime in the middle of September. Now, this is what's going to happen. That is going to be the course for the middle of September all the way through October. I and the coaches are taking you through NoBS along with all the newbies. So we're going to have, yes, restoration hardware. We've gone from the IKEA to the restoration hardware. That's a beautiful description. It's like our furniture looked amazing. It got us through. And now we've decided it's restoration hardware time. Beautiful furnishings. So it'll be good. We're all going to do it together. The first part of September, we are hosting a special 21-day challenge with all of you. So you guys will be looking forward to that. The coaches are going to be coming in, I think, every single day in September, except for Saturdays when I do Q&A. I believe that's how we're doing it. But we'll have more information on that soon, where you guys will have the coaches coming in every day to talk to you about what can we do to get ourselves set up for the re-release of NoBS. They're going to talk to you about every little aspect of the four basics, how they do it, and answer questions in a rapid fire 10 to 20 minute session for the first 21 days in September. And there's some extra little surprises there for you guys that they're baking in. And then we are go time on September 19th. The doors close on September 20th. It is all NoBS, and we are going to be taking you guys through it, and we're going to be studying it and doing it together like no other. All right, let's get some questions fired up. I just keep gaining weight. Are you going to have a lesson on how to keep going? Yeah, we already have that. If you're gaining weight, it's the four basics. Are you waiting until you're hungry before you eat? If not, that's what you need to be focused on right now. Are you waiting until you're hungry, but you are eating too much? Then your focus is on trying to stop that too. Like, stop when you've had enough. You need to either leave some bites behind, or you need to make sure that you're serving yourself less or whatever, but you need to get dialed in every single meal. I'm not going to finish this. I am always going to leave just a little bit behind until I am comfortable with that. Is it because you're breaking your plan and then F it eating? Then you know that your plans are not doable. If you're always breaking them, you have not figured out your doable plan yet. You need to listen to the videos on doable planning. We already have all this information. Here's the best way to not give up. Focus on one thing that you know right now isn't working and get ideas and get to work on it. Like, what can I do today to work on this? What I see most of you do is like, well, how do I keep going? I just keep gaining weight. And you don't tell me why you're gaining weight at all. Now, you might give me some kind of self-deprecation horse shit, like, well, because I'm lazy, or I've never been able to lose weight before, or blah, 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 blah. That's not why you're gaining weight. Are you waiting until you're hungry? Are you stopping when you're satisfied? Yes or no? Like, when we take the drama out and we put on the, I need to know why I'm gaining weight. What is my pattern? Where am I doing my overeating? Like, let me find that. Like, that is the whole no BS, the one that's coming out. All of it. But if you want to keep going, like, I want everybody to think about this. If you want to keep going, what does that require? You do something. That's it. Whatever you think, though, that you have to do is probably the reason why you're afraid you're going to quit. Because in your mind, it's, I'm broken, and that means I've got to do all this stuff, and I need to fix everything, and blah, blah, blah. You ain't got to fix everything. You need to find one thing that you're willing to work on and put all your focus on this week. That's it. The biggest mistake I see most of you make is that you think it's all broken and you get consumed in how much you have to fix and how hard it's going to be, and you let your brain just go wild on despair thoughts rather than there's one thing that I need to focus on. Let me find that and I need to get on it. And this week, I want to make progress on this one thing. The rest of it can wait till next week. When guys, I tell this story in the No BS, but it's when I lost weight, we have a whole lesson on leveling up. My entire diet history was I was always trying to do a 180. Like, I was just like, every Monday, I was like, I'm so broken. I suck so bad. I'm a fat ass. On Monday morning, I gotta change this. And every Monday, I would sit there and I would do a 180 on everything that I was doing because I hated myself, because I had so much disgust for me. And so then all I would end up doing is I would make myself do shit that I had no interest in doing, nothing that I loved, set it up to be punishment for being such a loser with my weight that by the end of the week, I was breaking every single time. Sometimes I'd make 3 or 4 weeks, but at some point, I would just need to take a break. And I wasn't needing a break from the diet, I was needing to take a break from me because I was talking to myself like an asshole. And then setting myself up to do asshole things that I knew I wasn't ready for, but I made myself do them because I thought something was wrong with me. And it felt awful. That's why it never worked. And then when I lost weight this time, it was so simple because I kept it simple. I woke up each day and I literally asked myself, what am I willing to do today that's a little bit better than yesterday? And I would find the little thing. I had this idea that a 1% change every day was going to help me. And the reason why I knew it, and I actually read that in a book later in later years, but in the moment, that's what I was doing. I didn't even know the genius behind my own bullshit. But I was sitting there and asking myself that simple question every day, looking for the little thing. And what was happening was it was because I had so much self-loathing and so much fear that I couldn't lose weight, I needed things that I could easily believe I could do. I just didn't have the like emotional capital that I have now. Now I can set big goals and go after them like it's nobody's business. Because when I weighed 250, I had no emotional capital, and I had to start with like a thimbleful. I knew in my heart, and I cannot start crying because I have all my whore makeup on, y'all. But I knew in my heart that I didn't have it in me to keep setting myself up for failure. I knew that, and it was a truth. And it came from love. It was like, I know if you keep setting yourself up this way, you cannot keep going. And now we're going to need to set ourselves up in a way that we can. And I wanted to go faster. I'm like the rest of you. I've been fat all my life. I was like not excited about going slow. But I was real willing to. I was so tired of failing. And I knew that my problem was I kept setting myself up for failure. And I just had to draw a line in the sand. And that's what I need you guys to do who are struggling. It adds up. I spent 30 years failing diets because I was afraid of how long it was going to take to lose weight. Because I beat myself up. And the moment I slowed it down, I overhauled my life in 18 months. And I've never looked back. While I was doing it, I didn't think about it being 18 months. I was just very, very focused on what I could do better today than I did yesterday. And I looked for the minutiae. And that's all I need you guys to do. And I am teaching you all of this in this new version of No BS. I think that this version is the version that I have found my voice for how I really want to talk to you guys about the lessons. It is such a refined version of everything we've been learning. Okay. Well, the old No BS modules still be available in an archive. I really got a lot out of those too. We usually just archive them because the reason is we don't want people confused. There will be switches in terminology and stuff, and it's just easier for you to listen to them this way. We will keep them. And if for some reason there is a lesson that you're just like, oh my God, I loved it, we can figure out how to get it to you. But what I prefer everyone to do is to listen to the new version first. Because I really want to retire the old version. It just has old terminology and old things. This, to me, is the one that's going to just really click, I think, for a lot of you who've just been, like, there's just been a couple things that didn't make sense. I think this fills in a lot of gaps and holes. Do you promise to sing the final countdown in the new course? I have not sang the final countdown, but there are some very interesting and hilarious things that I talk about. So I'll be recording it today, but I was writing the script the other day. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the video of the honey badger, but there's like, we used to go to this bar and they, every single night when they would always talk about the honey badger because the honey badger don't give a fuck. And I just thought it was funny and I didn't know where it came from. So I YouTube, honey badger don't give a fuck. Like, why do they say that? The best video ever is of this guy narrating a honey badger. And it is so funny. And so like inside, there's like the Easter egg surprise in one of the lessons. I'm like, blah, blah, blah. It's like the honey badger don't give a fuck. So if y'all have not seen that video, you should watch it. I made Logan watch it last week. He is hilarious. Everybody will start over from the very beginning. It's great. I am shooting the No BS to be binge worthy. It's going to be like our Game of Thrones, y'all. It will be like our Game of Thrones. Will the planner be updated to reflect the No BS content? The only thing that has to change in the planner, we've already changed everything except where it talks about hunger scale ratings. In the next printed version, we will update to reflect doable hunger method. That's the only thing that literally changed. When we built the planner, we were already building out this version of No BS. So we made sure the think, feel, do cycle and everything was already in the planner. But you can still use your planners just as effectively. But we will be changing out. We also have what we call a hybrid lesson in the middle of the four basics where it says, If you have a planner that still has the hunger scale on it, here's how to use it with the doable hunger method. Then when our planners expire out, then we can take that lesson out. Trying to find one of your podcasts that addresses volume of food. I eat to a two, but sometimes overeat because I'm so used to eating a higher volume for the last 50 years. Serve yourself less, Jamie. This is not hard. Smaller bowl. Whatever you're serving, serve 3/4. That will help. That right there makes you automatically, if you clean your plate, still eating less than you were. That's all you got to do. Your brain just has to get used to eating smaller versions. That's it. How can I take the love out of food? I have love for food like I do for good TV, good friend times. I want to break those feelings from my damn food. I love food. I've never had to break the love of food. Now, what I do say is I Like when I say, I love food, I define what love is. Like I love the taste. I love stopping at a comfortable level, do all of that. So if I was you, Kristen, there's no problem with loving food. In my opinion, there just isn't. Like, I don't want to get to where I hate food. I don't even want to get to where I'm just neutral around food. I enjoy my food. I really love the stuff I eat. I have just taught myself that love is not just the oral pleasure that I get. Loving my food isn't eating too much. Those are the things to like work on and recondition in your brain so that you have like what I call like a clean love with your food, not a dirty love. I know that I overeat because I'm dissatisfied with many areas of my life. I know it is a big question, but how do you get satisfied with your life when you really cannot overhaul everything? I suspect it's catching those thought babies. It's all about the thought babies, Deanna. You need to go through and look at the areas of your life where you are dissatisfied and find all of your thinking. How are you currently thinking about those areas? Break them out into small things. Don't like say life and then have like a big thing. Think about like relationships and the different ones, career, just whatever it is, your house, whatever the things are, break them out. Like, look for the areas where I am dissatisfied and like make a list of those. And then for each one, like maybe like for 1 week, you focus on one thing and you write about it during the week and you notice all of your thinking and you start thinking about how you could be thinking about it. Are there things that you would like to change this year? You look at it and you're like, you know what? I can see why I'm so dissatisfied. A lot of my thinking is some crap. Like I need to take some responsibility here for how I'm thinking. Some of it might actually be like, no, like I legit don't like this. This is I now what I want to do is I want to figure out why I'm allowing myself to just tolerate it. Like I have found the dissatisfaction. This is something I definitely want to be dissatisfied. So now I need to go into why am I tolerating it? What is it going to take for me to no longer tolerate that? What are the changes that I would need to make, and why am I just not making them? That's how you start breaking down the work of your life and you start finding all these things. I will say, I don't know if you want to work with a coach, but with our O3 program, it's called the one-on-one coaching program. Our coaches offer private coaching. You sign up for 3 months and then you can go month to month. That's the kind of stuff. Like when you're thinking about, like all of you can do that work in here. We have plenty of, like ask coaches and coaching calls and everything where you can get that work done. But if you ever wanted to really work on an area of your life that's, it's not really, it's like, I know I'm eating over it, but I really want to work on something outside of just focusing on, like what I don't want to do is get you. This is why we do the things the way we do around here is a lot of people can lose their weight and solve that problem and still be very dissatisfied with their life and never solve their life. And I'm just like, we should have all of it. Like, we should be creating the life we want while also creating the body and the healthy lifestyle that we want to. Most of the time, our body is a symptom of all of that. So you can work on them at the same time, but I would suggest first do the stuff that I said, and then if you ever like, if you want to kind of just get really dialed and have some like a professional help you through it, that's what our private coaching service is for. I didn't assess Thursday or write a plan for Friday. How should I start to move forward? Oh my God, Sarah, solve this problem yourself. You know what it's called? Pen and paper. Look how dramatic you're being. I didn't assess Thursday. I also didn't do my plan Friday. Oh my God, I don't even know how to get started. Your brain is acting like a titty baby. You missed a day and a half. Go get your plan. Like, you're on Facebook. What do you mean I don't know how to get started? Get off the Facebook and go get your plan and make one. Not hard. I want y'all all to see this. Like, I'd have to do 8 discovery worksheets. I just ate and ate both days. Okay, then do this. Rather than freaking out and doing nothing and like acting like it's a complicated process, like let's just imagine that if you missed a day and a half of planning and assessing and you overate the entire time. And the question is, what should I do to get started? What do you think the answer is? It's go get my planner.
write some fucking doable food for the day, figure out why I'm deciding to beat myself up. That's probably all I got to do. But when we make it like, oh my God, something must be wrong. I'm probably never going to be able to lose weight. See, this whole time I've been just waiting for that shoe to drop. It's dropped. It's like a day and a half of eating. Fuck me. Like, when we quit being dramatic and we're just like, I should probably make a plan today. I've been eating for a day and a half. You know what? I think a plan might help. Like, if you just move into that mode, guess what? We're moving on. We're making progress. Y'all ain't gotta be perfect to lose your weight. But you cannot strap on the drama queen crown and expect to lose your weight. It ain't gonna work. Regarding beverages, should we be planning our beverages like water and diet beverages on the 24-hour plan? I wouldn't plan my water unless you have a problem getting your water in. Honestly, I don't plan my diet beverages either. I mean, unless you're drinking 8 Cokes a day. I mean, if you're drinking Diet Coke like it's no tomorrow and you're like shitting all over your water, then yeah, I would plan it. But like for me, I have a Diet Dr. Pepper almost every day, either of a Diet Dew or a Diet A&W. Sometimes I have a Diet Sprite. That's like my 3 jams. And so I have one almost every day. I'll have one before we get to recording. I love the crispy. It's for me, it's just like a little treat every day. But I don't like put it on my plan. You don't have to, unless you just want to. When will the new planner lesson be available? We're not making a new planner lesson. What we are doing inside of the No BS that's releasing is we are referencing the planner all the time. But the planner itself was designed to be very self-explanatory, to where you just answer questions and you don't really need a whole video on how to do it. Now, we have instructions in the beginning, so if you want to just read those, it should tell you what to do. But guys, if there's things that, like, if you want a planner video, make sure, like, do this. Somebody start a thread and talk about, this is the part that's confusing that I need a video on. And then it'll either already be in the No BS and I won't even think about it, or I'll be like, okay, maybe this is the part where I could see we could use a little video or something. But we just didn't see that you guys needed a video for this new one. I really wrote it to be self-explanatory. Now, the think, feel, do cycle will be explained in the No BS. That's the one part that probably needs a video, but it's coming out in the No BS. The current No BS, if you watch the lessons on the model, that's the middle of the model. So you know what to do just doing that by watching that video now. What are the best tips to reintroduce your favorite foods, but it also the one you cut out having in your house because you can't control yourself? For example, if I make tacos, I can't have leftovers. It's all thought work. It is all thought work. The best way to reintroduce it is to use the Fuck It Foods worksheet, Hannah. It's over inside of the membership now. I have a couple of videos where I've done the Fuck It Foods worksheet. You could watch those videos and have tacos with it. And you know what I would do? I'd have like 3 or 4 tacos sitting right in front of me and then do that Fuck It Foods worksheet. I haven't finished the No BS course that's currently available. Will I have to finish that course first before starting the next one? No, you don't have to finish that one in order to finish the next one. Everybody's going to be starting over though. We'll clean out everybody's records so that when you sign in, once the new one releases, you'll have all your little dials will be turned off so that as you watch, you can mark complete, complete, complete all the way through. I'm finding that on days I exercise, I have a tendency to eat more. Think I deserve it. The old Weight Watcher rule is popping in. Yeah, well, here's the deal. Weight Watchers is wrong about a lot of fucking shit, including that. Like, when the old Weight Watchers rule comes in, just say like, man, look at Oprah. Doesn't look like it's working. If Weight Watchers point, like, rewarding you like a dog for exercised work, every one of us would be thin, because I think every one of us in here has been on Weight Watchers at some point and then went out and exercised so we can get an extra couple points so we can spread some mayo on something or whatever. I'm aware of it, but it doesn't stop me. I know I'm not a dog. I don't deserve treats, but how do I break this pattern? You're just going to have to stop. Like, it's going to suck. Like, this is the part where you're like, oh yeah, this is the part where it's not supposed to be easy. Like, that sentence isn't supposed to stop me. I'm just supposed to know that the incoming, I'm going to really want to eat because I exercised, and I'm not. This is the part where I really work on extinguishing the urge to reward myself for exercise. Exercise, like, here's the thing. Weight Watchers trained you to be triggered to eat for exercise. This is the problem with that. This is why we don't do this. This is like, God love Weight Watchers, but all they did, so this is what happens in your brain. You have something called cues. So exercise is a cue for a lot of people who have the I deserve it shit. Same thing with the scale. If you lose weight, Weight Watchers trained a lot of us for this horse shit, by the way. You have a cue. Then your brain is like, hello, let's crave some food. We've been fed before when this has happened. We get a reward and it starts sending up urges. And it starts sending up dopamine and it increases your desire for it. So while it does that, it's like sending up other thoughts like, you know, it won't hurt. You deserve it. Tomorrow's a new day. It does all kinds of stuff. Your brain knows exactly what's worked in the past. And so it just starts scrolling and sending it up. You're going to need to stop at that moment and say, this is my habit brain asking for food. It's conditioned to be rewarded from exercise. And I'm breaking the conditioning now. So I am going to feel urgency in my body. That is going to be probably my mouth watering. My stomach may even growl some because I'm so used to rewarding it or whatever. My brain is going to flip out for about 10 minutes thinking it's supposed to get food. It's supposed to get food. Why isn't food coming? This is a problem. Like, I'm sending everything I normally send and she eats. So your brain, you just need to remind yourself, my habit brain is like needing its reward, but we're not rewarding it with food anymore. So you wait for all the chemicals and stuff to die off, then you immediately need to reward yourself with thoughts. It's like, I sat through an urge. I just did one rep on teaching myself that the reward of exercise is getting my ass in shape. There's nothing to do with food. Who knew? Weight Watchers was wrong this whole time. That's going to be part of the deconditioning of that urge cycle. Let's see. What is the best way to handle sweets? I'm trying to eat my meals to a two, so I'm not hungry. But how do you know that you're satisfied with, say, candy? Same thing. I just eat some candy. when I'm satisfied, when I feel like I've had enough. And that doesn't mean that you have to like be like, oh, I think my belly's full. A lot of times when I eat candy, I just think, have I had enough? That doesn't always mean that I've had like with candy or wine or something like that. I don't sit around and drink wine going like, what's my satiation skills here? No, I don't do that. But like with candy or wine or things like that, that we're just like, it's just the foods we really love. You know, it's like stuff we want to include. I just always ask myself, have I had enough? Like emotionally, like if I know I can plan at any time, there's no urgency to just keep eating it. It's not a bad food. I love Milk Duds. But when I eat them slowly and mindfully and like I'm loving my Milk Duds, like when I'm like actually in the like experiencing them and stuff and know that I can have more tomorrow if I want, it's easier for me to say like, you know, I think I've had enough. This is good. I don't need to get to, you know, feeling like I could last 6 hours with a meal. Is it just my two planners or do they all come out without the self-love prompt pages? Yes, we had a issue with the printing. The self-love prompts did not get added. They've been added to the PDF that is inside the membership now. They are in the new original print file that will go to the planner. So when the planners reprint again, we have to restock. We have about 8,000 in stock right now. They will all be in there, but you can find it in the digital printer. Can you explain the question? Was I just justifying, excusing, or blaming on the discovery worksheet? Thank you. Yeah. So justifying would be something like saying, well, I exercised today. I deserve it. Or, oh, look, the scale went down. I don't have to weigh in for another week. Excusing would be something like, well, it's okay. I had a long day. Excusing and justifying basically sound about the same. An excuse is like, well, my mother offered it to me, and so I ate it. Blaming would be, my bitch-ass mother was the one who made me eat it. That would be the difference. Blaming is where it's like, if they hadn't brought in pizza, I wouldn't have ate. Just things like that. So that's excusing, justifying, and blaming. It's having reasons that are like, have no realm of possibility of you taking responsibility. That's the way I like to think about it. To tag onto the planning a drink question, I drink 1 to 2 coffees each morning, and I put MCT oil and heavy whipping cream that makes it fairly light colored. Should I include it on my plan since it has a calorie count? It's not really the calories, but that is like a meal, Laura. Like if you are sticking MCT oil and heavy whipping cream in there, I would plan that as like a meal. Because you're basically getting a meal. Sometimes I still drink my bulletproof coffees, but I don't drink them as much anymore because I've gone back to eating breakfast. But like if I was going to be doing my bulletproof coffee, that would be my breakfast. You've coached so many women before, and I'm sure you've heard it before. But what do you find is the number one reason why people give up on themselves? Oh, this is so simple. I start strong and then fade away, or I start my day strong and then by afternoon I'm excusing away my choices. Why? Self-talk. Number one reason. It's the internal dialogue you have with yourself about your choices, what you're doing in your day, and yourself. So, like, I'll break it down. If you go through the day, listen to the thought work, thought boot camp this month, Tanya. Listen to Thought Babies, listen to A Day in the Life of Old Shitty. That's the number one reason. People go through their day not really understanding that they talk to themselves at this low-level aggressive way. It's depleting all day long. It's not energetic. And so they're wearing on their emotions all day. And by the end of the day, guess what? They're tapped. So at the end of the day, no, you don't have a lot of willingness left over. You don't have a lot of patience. You've been impatient with yourself all day. You're for sure not going to be patient with hunger. So that's the number one. The second biggest reason I see people have no energy left at the end of the day, or that they end up quitting, is this is more common for people who peter out on weekends. All week long, when you're planning your food, you say I have to plan. I have to make my plan today. Well, it just feels a little bit like bullwhip-ish. Or you say, I should plan. And then when you're done, you're like, thank God that's over. So it's like the conversation around waiting for hunger is like, well, I'm going to wait for hunger. I bet it's going to be hard, but I'll do it. There's a lot of talking about the four basics that feels punitive or like work. Or at the worst, or at the best, it's like all week long when I talk about my four basics, it's like a dominatrix came into the room and is like, get on your plan. Then by the end of the week, guess what? You need a break because you've been kind of strict with yourself all week long. Being strict with yourself has nothing to do with your choices. Being strict with yourself has everything to do with how you set your choices up in your mind first. That's really the two big ones. It's like, how are you talking to yourself all day long? And how are you talking to yourself about your choices and stuff? You get those two more dialed in, you notice that you start having more patience to sit with an urge and stuff like that. You're not emotionally worn out anymore. I'm struggling with the tension between kicking ass and doing all the things and doing what feels sustainable at the point where I'm at mentally and physically. When I'm all in, it feels like I'm all in. Like I'm in all or nothing thinking. When I'm thinking about sustainability, it feels like I'm half-assing. That's just because that's the way you've decided to think about sustainability. You're like, sustainability feels like half-assing versus sustainability is for the long haul. You just need to change the word. it feels very different. And so every time that you think it's half-assing, you need to remind yourself, you know what's half-assing? Going all in, burning out, and going face down, out. That's half-assing. I'm like getting halfway there and quitting. I'm just getting halfway there really fast and quitting really fast. Sustainability means I keep going even after the halfway point. How do you deal with overwhelm? I lost a job, my husband's health, adult kids, now relocating for a job to a state. I've never been overwhelmed making all the decisions alone. Jerry, if you will go to the, I would go to the COVID resources that we have inside the membership right now. And we talk about in there, like dealing with COVID, like some overwhelm and what's in my control. I would look at that information. That you can totally apply that to all of this right now. The biggest thing is asking yourself, what is in my control, and making that list and letting your brain get focused on that versus it's spiraling out of control on, it's like overwhelmed with all the things you have to do. And it probably has a lot of stuff on there that's not even in your control to begin with. That's what I would start with. Will the new version of Nobius have a printable workbook? For you guys, it is. We are working on one. I hope it will be ready by the time we go live, but we are taking all the information and we are creating downloads so that for those of you who like to read the material and the content, you will have that also. It's an upgrade that we're making to this version. So we wanted to make sure you guys have that. There's a few little things that we're doing for this one that's different. I love sugar, but it really hurts my body. Even if I schedule a small amount, I feel like crap after. How do I handle sugar cravings if eating it truly hurts me? The only reason why you feel restricted is because you're thinking, I can't have sugar, versus every time I eat sugar, it hurts me. That's why I'm not having sugar. Like, you're thinking, like, when you feel restricted in that way, where it feels gross, it's because in the moment when you're not having sugar, you're focused on you not being able to have it. You're not focused on, oh, it's not that I can't have it. I can have it and feel like complete ass. I'm not choosing to have it, which is a very different story. It generates a very different emotion. So in those moments, what you need to do is, like, when you're not going to have sugar, I'm going to tell you right now, it's always going to trigger the thought, I can't have it, and where you feel like you're having a pity party. You need to be like, dry your tears, honey. This is no time for a pity party. You don't like feeling bad. You need to tell yourself, you know the reason why we're not having it? We don't like feeling bad. This isn't a boo-hoo on us. Every single person in the world has something they can't do that makes them feel bad. I can't just go, like, hump good-looking men anytime I want. I don't sit around being like, I'm so restricted. This is so unfair. That guy's got a cut-ripped body with all the tats. Why me? Like, I don't do that to myself. I could. Plenty of people do it. I just choose not to. It's like if somebody is sitting around snorting cocaine, you're not sitting there going like, it's too bad I can't do that. I bet she's having a good time over there. If I snort cocaine, I'm likely to become an addict. It's about how you think about it. And those are extreme examples. But the reason why I use extreme examples is to show you how dramatic you're being about sugar. It's like, it makes you feel like shit. Focus on that. It's not unfair. It's a choice. You're choosing not to feel like shit. You could choose to feel like shit, but here's how we know that you are not restricted. There are millions of people in this country right now who are diabetic, who clearly should not be eating sugar because it will kill them. And they do it anyway. It's a choice. Think about it in a way that works better for you. It's like sugar, not having sugar doesn't restrict you. Not having sugar means you're not having sugar. If you feel restricted, own it. And then say, you know what? I kind of maybe want to feel restricted around sugar. Because it blows me up. It fucks me over health-wise. And when you allow your brain to tie pain to sugar. Right now, you're tying pain to not having sugar. When I don't have sugar, it's unfair. When I don't have sugar, I think about everybody who gets to have it. When I don't have sugar, I have a pity party. Your brain's like, oh, we don't like hurting. You're like in pain. I should give you extra sugar cravings. Because our brains, they want pleasure, ease, and they do not like pain one bit. If you put yourself, like your brain does not know the difference between physical pain and emotional pain. And if you are causing emotional pain, your brain is going to like scroll through its Rolodex of all the things that make you feel good. TV, Facebook, sitting around eating a ding dong. It's like, let me send up those urges. Hell, she always feels much better. She quits whining like an asshole whenever I do this stuff. That's what your brain's doing back there. So it's imperative for you to use your conscious brain to like, when you're not going to have sugar, it's like, let me control the conversation. Last thing I need to do is set myself up for some extra urges. I get stuck with the what do you like about yourself area of the planner. So this morning, you know what I wrote? One was I wrote that I'm honest. I did a really honest download this morning about something I'm working on personally in the relationship with my son. And I wrote down this morning, one of the things that I liked about myself is that I was really honest with myself. I love that about me. I also, a lot of times I write down, one of the things I really like about myself is my brain. I love how creative my brain is. It just likes to think about ideas all the damn time. I put down a lot of times that I'm a good friend. I rarely put anything physical down. If I put anything physical down, it's usually about my hair. I love my hair. I always talk about my hair. A lot of times I put down my fashion sense. There's just all kinds of stuff. You just have to think about it. Ask in the group, what are y'all putting down for things you like about yourself? A lot of you are wonderful mothers, wonderful friends. Some of you are super religious. Like you love God. You're all in. A lot of you have a lot of things. Like you're good cooks. You can clean house like a demon. That's not one of the ones I ever would say I like about me. My cleaning skills will never make the list. All right, let's do one more. Kristen, somebody, if you will go back and listen to the very beginning, you said, I'm scared I won't keep going. I totally addressed this in the very beginning of this call. So when I get off here, push play on this Facebook Live and watch what I said in the very beginning. June Baby here, amazed at the program and the empowerment. Thank you. You're welcome. I'm still planning snacks and desserts, understanding that the goal is not to have them as a separate meal. At what point should I consider it as off plan and start doing discovery worksheets? If you haven't put it on the plan, that's when it's off plan. If it's still on your plan and you're consciously putting it down every day, it's not off plan. I don't want to be too strict, but do feel guilty sometimes when I choose to have one after dinner. If you're feeling guilty, that's coming from a thought. Always remember that feelings like guilt, they only come from a thought you have about the food. It's not the actual food itself doing it. So look for why you're feeling guilty. Use that think, feel, do cycle in the back. Just like I would just put on there, like in your journal, I would write about, I'm planning desserts. And when I feel guilty, it's because I'm thinking things like, and I would just write about your thoughts around that. It sometimes feeling guilty, and like when you write about it, it could be signaling that you might be ready to start trying some new things. So like maybe you might be ready to eat like half a dessert. You might be ready to try one or two nights a week without it to see what happens. Sometimes guilt, like even though it's an emotion, it might be guilt because you're thinking, like, I'm really wanting to lose weight and I'm still planning dessert. And so you could look at that and just ask yourself, so why am I going to just continue to plan dessert? Like, it's not that you don't need to plan dessert or that you do. It's always interesting to look at all of it, especially things like that. It's like, why don't, like, guilt is not an emotion that food really should be around. So it's interesting that I'm feeling guilty. Why would that be? So what are my thoughts of causing that? All right. I think that's everything. Kathy's going to be here in 4 minutes and we're going to start recording. So I need to drink some water. We're going to finish that up. And then for all of y'all, we have like 1,600 people signed up for October camp. I am so excited. First of all, I want to thank all of you who have signed up early. It just makes it easier on me because now I know how much swag to order. I was like, y'all know we keep a small storage unit. And I was like, I don't know how much swag to order. So now I know to get, we're going to order extra, but I didn't want to order way, way, way extra or not order enough. So I'm super excited. I've already started the research for it. I'm reading 2 or 3 books right now, getting ready. So that's exciting. When will October camp close? It will close. We will probably stop taking registrations around the 20th. I'm not 100% sure if the first swag boxes are shipped on September 20th, and then we'll have one more date that we will ship right after that for any last minute stragglers, but it's open for registration between now and then. So if you haven't gotten in and you still want to come to October camp, you can. But it is going to be a self-love palooza. Like, I am going to figure this out for you guys. Like, my brain is all over it right now. And this morning I was listening to music. A lot of times, like when I go walking, I just listen to music. And I was scrolling through and listening to all kinds of gospel music this morning. And I found a song that is perfect for one of the days when we close in self-love. So I'm super excited about y'all know me. I love the music part of it. So I'm super excited about that. So we have extra staff coming in officially now. We are buying extra equipment so that we can keep the rooms. All of our rooms are going to be right around 300 people apiece. So you guys don't have to worry that there will be too many people there. It won't matter for y'all because when you go into the meeting rooms where you get to see all the people who were there with you, the last camp what we did is we kept it small by having about 300 people per room. And that worked out beautifully. So we're going to keep it that way. So we're just going to buy more computers and bring in more people so that we can keep the numbers intimate like that. And I don't know, it's just going to be so exciting. I'm super, super happy. So, somebody should tag me, Mandisa. All right, let me write that down. I'm looking for all kinds of music. All right, guys, y'all have a wonderful day. I will see you tomorrow at 12 o'clock p.m. Central Time over on Zoom. And if you are one of our women of color, your call tomorrow will be at 2 p.m. Central Time. All right, guys. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.